My name's Travis Sims, and I am the founder and CEO of AGC Accelerated Global Connections. And this is the AGC Experience.
Have you wondered if Facebook and Instagram ads could work for your business? Do you know that these ads are the most cost-effective advertising on and off the internet today? That is, if you know what you are doing. Isn't it time to take advantage of Facebook and Instagram ads to get more leads and sales for your business? Janet E. Johnson has helped bring in millions of dollars using online marketing strategies. She offers both management and training solutions. Set up a discovery call with her to see if your business is a fit. JanetEJohnson.com.
New year. So what are we going to do? I hope that you, along with a lot of people, are really looking forward to a better 2021. 2021 so great, was it? But we're looking forward to 2021, and many have made resolutions. Have you made a resolution? Well, most of those resolutions revolve around our health or our wealth. And I'm here today to tell you that the truth is your health is your wealth. So that's what we're going to focus on today. And we're going to look at five strategies to help make this year your best year yet. All right. So here we are, our five strategies. So next slide. First, let me tell you a little bit about me so you know who's talking to you. On this first little picture here, this is me actually in 2007. I had the opportunity, I moved from Indiana down to Alabama, and then I had a chance to go to the wonderful Wall of China. Yes, I did. And there's me pushing almost 200 pounds. Not a very healthy person. I was happy, but not healthy. Then look at the other picture. That's me just a couple years ago. I need to get a new picture, but this was me at a 5K with my friend Amy. And I lost 45 pounds, and I only did that because I gained a healthier lifestyle, not through a diet. So let's go through and let me, next slide, to show you, here's our first strategy. Improve your nutrition. Okay, you are what you eat. It is totally true. And one of the things that you need to do, next slide, is ditch that diet. Diet, to me, diet is doing idiotic eating tricks. Okay, don't do them. Diets are your downfall. You'll lose weight, you'll gain it back. If you get a healthy lifestyle, you'll keep that weight off. So what's some of the other things you can do? You ditch that diet, and how you do that, you also ditch those sugary drinks. Those drinks are so bad for you. I tell you, they're fattening, and your brain actually does not measure that liquid, those liquid calories like it does solid ones. So you drink your calories and you drink yourself to more weight. So don't do that. So a lot of us have the idea, okay, well, then I'll just have a diet drink. Well, not such a great idea either. Those can give you a higher risk of heart attack and stroke. That aspartame is poison to you. And they can actually expand your waist by 70% more than non-drinkers. Yeah, that's true. 70% more. And fruit juices, they can sneak up on you as well. They can contain as much sugar or even more than sodas. So read your labels, okay? And try and drink non-sugar drinks. Sweeten them with honey, stevia, agave, just some natural things. And you'll be amazed at the weight you can drop just doing that. And of course, the next thing is drink more water. If you're not drinking soda, what are you going to drink? Drink more water. It flushes out impurities and toxins. And according to the Mayo Clinic, men should do 15 and a half cups a day, and women on average should do about 11 and a half cups. But that can vary. But that's kind of a guideline to go by. So what do I mean by go nuts? Nuts can be fattening. They have a lot of fat in them, but they are good fats, okay? They give you 62% more complex carbs. Almonds can do that for you. Than you do in complex carbs. They give you so much more weight loss. And I basically take, I do almonds, I do cashews, pumpkin seeds, pistachios, and other things. As I'm on the road a lot, those are great things for me to snack on instead of grabbing a candy bar, right? So what is Getting Spicy about? Spice is the spice of life. It truly is. So we want to give a power punch to your nutrition by using a variety of herbs and spices. I actually grow several of those myself very easily. You can do this too. Just put them in pots. Have them all over. I do lavender, basil, oregano, dill, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Yeah, sorry, I couldn't resist. I do that too. And they're so easy to grow. So I recommend and suggest that you try and do that and add some spice to your life. What about eating real food, not junk? There's a lot of junk out there, people, and it's been the downfall of the health of the United States for sure. I know. Okay. They actually have engineered this stuff to, get to your pleasure centers so that you eat more and you can actually become addicted to these because they give you pleasure. They're also filled with nasty additives and they just make it to where you do not function properly. Your body doesn't recognize those non-natural foods that you're putting into your body. So let's put more fruits and veggies into your body. Natural stuff. Experts agree that we need a rainbow of fruits and vegetables, and they actually say that we need 7 to 13 servings a day. Oh my gosh, that's a ton. But that's what they recommend for optimal health. They give you tons of bioavailable prebiotic fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. We need those antioxidants. You want to live a longer and healthier life? Get more veggies. Get more fruit. Okay, next slide. Stress less. Here's our next strategy. How do we stress less? Oh my gosh, if you're watching the news, you're going to be stressed. But that's okay because you want to make sure that you're not going to be. So let's do some strategies. Stress actually suppresses your immune system, and that's something we're all very concerned about right now. So we want to make sure we're not doing that. One thing you can do, next slide, is you can meditate. Spend about 10 minutes a day. Just be. Breathe and be. You're a human being, not a human doing. So remember that. Okay, you can also get moving. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in just a moment. How about laugh it up? Get a smile on your face. Okay, look at that platypus. I mean, can that not put a smile on your face? Whose idea was it to put a duck bill on this creature? Okay, and the young man sitting there is my father, actually, who's passed. But oh my gosh, that man knew how to have a good time, and he lived a long and happy life. So I highly suggest that. It can help you have deep abdominal breathing, increases your circulation, it helps relieve tension, and just puts life into perspective. So try to find a little humor in your situations. Get outside is our next one. Oh my gosh, we could go on and on about the benefits of being outdoors. Simply walking among or even looking at trees lowers blood pressure and reduces stress-related hormones. So get outside. According to a study in the Journal of Aging and Health, I'm going to read this to you. Adults over 70 who spent time outdoors experienced fewer sleep difficulties, complained less about aches and pains, and enjoyed improved mobility and ability to perform daily activities. So let's get outside. Sleep is the next one. A good night's sleep lowers your blood pressure and it takes care of elevated stress hormones. So get your night's rest, which leads us to the next slide, which is sleep well. We all need good rest. So next slide. Why? Oh my gosh. When you sleep, did you know your body actually produces extra protein molecules that help fight off infection and help keep you healthy? You also improve your heart health because sleep reduces levels of stress and inflammation in your body, and all that's linked to heart disease and strokes. Could you believe that sleep could actually non-sleep could actually cause strokes and heart disease? So we're going to do heart health, and we're going to do reduce our stress, worth repeating, reduce your stress, and improve your memory. You actually process your memories, your experiences, your knowledge while you sleep. So you will actually understand and have more retention if you get good rest. So why don't you sleep on it is great advice. Reduce risk of diabetes. You sleep better. you have a lower risk of diabetes. And it also helps with depression and anxiety. Again, it takes care of those hormones that causes the stress, anxiety, depression. Get your rest. Okay, next slide. Let's get moving. I couldn't resist this picture. I love this. Get moving on in your office right there, right? Okay. Next slide. Here we go. It helps boost your immune system. Are we not all about that right now? It helps get your lymphatic system going, and it improves circulation of the antibodies and your white blood cells, again, to fight off infections. I'm telling you, all this stuff is going to help your immune system, help you be healthier, help you have a much better 2021. Also, with your overall health and your heart, it helps with the circulation, so your heart is strengthened. And remember, just walking in the woods helps improve your overall well-being. So get moving, get moving. You're going to feel better. You're just going to feel better because your brain chemicals that are associated with feeling happy, confident, capable, less anxiety and stress are all increased when you get your body up and going. So move more. Next. How are we going to do this? You, according to authorities, you should have moderate activity, aerobic activity, 2 to 5 hours a week. What can you do? You can run, walk, swim, hike, dance a jig. You can do all sorts of different things. But you also need to make sure you do some strength training at least 2 times a week. Next slide. So here are some examples of some things that you can do. We've got hiking. Karen and I love to do that, don't we, girl? Okay, you've got dancing, you've got running, you've got walking, swimming. My local gym finally opened back up, and I'm thrilled I get to go do laps now. Just get up, get active, get out of your seat, get off your couch, get moving. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Mindful mindset. Okay. Mindful mindset. This is something that all the other things that we've talked about, if your mindset isn't right, you're not going to do all the other things. Let's go to the next slide. All right. With our mindset, we need to think about who we are. You are you. You are unique. And you are you for a reason. So no one else in the world is going to be like you. So don't try and be like anyone else. Okay? Focus on just being the best version of you you can be. And that's probably why you're here today, right? It's a new year. Now what? What you going to do? You're going to be the best you you can be. You need to make healthy food choices. Just about like the nutrition we talked about. You are what you eat. And when you eat good things come out of you. You are a better person. So good nutrition allows your body to function at its absolute best. And I cannot stress how important this can be for your mindset as well as your body set, right? You feel good from the inside out when you eat better nutrition. Pick positive people. What's that about? Oh my gosh. If you don't have good people around you, you're not going to have a good life. You've got to have good people. Pick good people. Have positive friends, family, and people around you. They'll help encourage you and help you strive toward your goals that you set for yourself and be the best you. You become like the people that surround you. So I highly recommend that you pick wisely. Appreciate the little things. Life can be really overwhelming at times. Oh my goodness, the things we're going through right now. Just make sure that you are appreciative for the things every day. Find something you can be grateful for every day. Take time for the little things. Have a cup of tea. Take a little walk. Listen to the music you love. Find a hobby. This can help you. If you're working, studying, then go home, rinse, repeat. You're going to be in a rut. A hobby can help you have purpose and bring joy to your life. Then give back is the next slide. If you give back, you can reconnect with friends and do something positive for them and show that you care. Do an act of a random act of kindness. I can help you with a list on that if you want me to. Talk about your feelings. Talk about what we're feeling about. Helps us process those feelings. And even if you just write them down in a journal, that helps. The other thing is track your progress. You've got to track your progress so that you will know where you have come from and where you are now. Celebrate the wins. Next slide. You're going to be a warrior, not a worrier. We can't control things we can't control, so start focusing on the things that you can. And also, failure. Use that as a success. According to the quote from Robert Kennedy, only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatly. You're going to make mistakes. We're human. That happens, but that's okay. So let's go to the next slide. And is this going to be the end or the beginning for you? Sorry. There's my number there telling me to shut up. And if I can get it to go away, there we go. We're going to end or begin. Let's have it a great beginning with these five strategies to improve your nutrition, stress less, sleep sound, get well, get moving, and have a meaningful mindset to make it all happen. I wish you the best success in 2021, and I want to know what lessons you're going to take from today and make this the happiest and best year of your life. Thank you again so much for having me today.